Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is Monday. And it's the last program on BBS in July, because today is the 30th. So July 30th, 2012. So we'll see what's happening out there. So anybody, you out there, Kathy? Anything new and exciting?
Yes, hi, I'm out here. Hi, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing. Today we're on Station 1, and your participation is welcome. We talk about the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. You can either write your question into the user-friendly fast chat, or you can call. And I've just posted the number in the fast chat, but for those who are listening with their mobile devices, I'll read it out loud. It's 888-627-6008. And you can also send your questions into clsquestions@yahoo.com for this show or any others. So, Ron, we did get a couple of questions already that we could probably get to unless you have any other announcements.
No, if we could go ahead and see what the questions are, that'd be great.
Sure. Somebody was asking if you would timeline crash the energies from the opening of the Olympic ceremonies when they opened in London on the 28th.
Hmm. Okay, I guess we could do a timeline crash. I don't know how that is affecting people.
Maybe it's the excitement or the everybody wanting their particular team to, it's the competition. There's a lot of emotion tied up with that.
But are the emotions affecting the people that want to have a timeline crash? That's because if you're not on that timeline, then it's not going to make any difference. All I can do is crash that timeline for people listening. And then you won't probably be as involved in what's happening.
Maybe that would be good because it's been plastered on every website and every email service. You just can't get away from faces of the Queen everywhere and the news about it.
Okay, I haven't heard it myself at all, period. But here we go. It's not on my timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do a few more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how that's feeling. Back to you, Kathy.
Great. Thank you so much. Someone was asking, Marie R., if you could explain the use of the mind of the body clearing, which is a different clearing than the mental clearing, the mind of the body.
Yeah, the mind of your body is like your internal doctor, internal healer. It's the energy that keeps the body basically surviving. So that gets turned off when you probably get into a lot of fear about your health condition. That's what I would kind of suspect. And also when you have a barcode of death on you. So at that point, the mind and the body just shuts down because there's no use if the body is predestined through its natal chart. Remember, that's a life plan for you. if that's predestined and you're going to, you know, die in a year from now, then, you know, whatever illnesses you contracted in the last 5 years that are probably killing you, the mind of the body will just give up because it'll see that as being final. But you can supersede that. That's why we put it on the one clearing page, which I believe is the body jumpstart one. But, yeah, that's what the mind of the body is your internal healer. So back to you, Kathy.
That's good to know. It would be great to hear from anyone who has purchased that clearing and run it and what they used it for and if it made a difference, if it gave a little boost in the healing. And I know you've recommended it for me, Ron, and I think that it's helped me too. But these are such subtle energies for me. It's hard for me to pick it up, except I just know I feel so much better afterwards. Another request from the fast chat. Someone in our group here has had surgery and was feeling nerve pain from the surgery and is not able to be at their computer. They're in recovery. So for this person, who's Marcy, could we please have a request for nerve pain as she recovers from surgery? Maybe somebody else could have a pinched nerve somewhere else in their body. They could benefit from this.
Yeah, let's first take away entities here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do a pain clearing here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you so much. A question from Jeremiah. I've done all 108 bodies on the magnetic and twisted body clearing, and I go back and do body one. Will the body, which is most displaced, be fixed?
Okay, say that over again. I didn't quite get all of it. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I just read it the way he wrote it, but what he's saying is he's done the 108 bodies of the magnetic and twisted body clearing.
Okay.
If he goes back to do them, maybe he's looking to see which body is the most displaced to be fixed. Because it recommends that you do all of them first before you attempt to clear or do more of the bodies individually.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, how to answer that question, because I don't know which one you'd want to pick on or select to do. For most people, doing a clearing of whatever they're planning to do, after you do that, say, whole lifetime clearing, then when you do this magnetic twisted body clearing, then all of a sudden that really kicks in the clearing for you. So that's why, you know, I put it up, because to help people with more clearings and more clearing of the energy so you can have a healing. Otherwise, if the body's crooked or in upside down or something or sideways, the body won't have a healing with light because the spirit cannot connect to it. So as far as which one to work with, I have no clue. I would just do all of them and probably do your clearing first of whatever you're choosing to do, and then do this one here. That way you can probably feel more results with it. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, good. Sounds good, Ron. Okay, I see Donna's on the fast chat, and she'd sent in a question to CLS Questions, and it was regarding Friday night when you activated the energy of St. Bernadette, Ron, and you had all of us Google a certain picture of St. Bernadette. And anyway, a lot of us wrote in that it was just amazing, and we could feel her energy, and you kept it up activated for 4 hours after the program, which a lot of people really liked. They were even writing about it way after the program was over. And but some people did have a little bit of an issue with her rosary and some other things. And Donna has come forward to say she did feel a little agitated too. And so, you know, she saw that some other people did like it. But she wondered why she felt agitated and what could be done about it in her particular instance. And maybe for other people too.
So I would think that possibly the energy there of having the saint have energy in the body, and maybe the upbringing of maybe being a Catholic or something, either in this life or other lifetimes, it probably is pushing buttons, because the church doesn't probably talk about bringing in a light being, a life force energy into a body. And even though the body wasn't, you know, didn't move or anything, it did have life force into it from her spirit that was in the body at, you know, for a given time. And it's, I don't know how long the light being was in her physical body when she lived. Most people assume that the spirit stays in for the whole lifetime, which isn't normally the case. So she may have only been here for a couple of years, maybe, and then left. And then maybe something else was in there that, you know, was sharing the body or something and took over. But I would think that maybe it's just the upbringing that you probably have had in this lifetime or past lives, of seeing those particular objects, and then we neutralized them. So that would be probably even something. Remember, you may be seeing something like, you know, the belief systems that might be suppressed is how could you do something like that? You know, it's like blasphemy to probably do something like that, you know? So that's probably what I'm thinking is, and all of a sudden you got upset by it. Or it just could be like, been there, done that, and why do I have to look at this picture? So back to you, Kathy.
Well, that's certainly what happened with me, Donna. I shared in your, I wouldn't know if it was agitation, but I did not really relate to the photo at first. Then once she cleared the rosary and the nun habit that she was wearing, I did see her inner essence, her beauty. So I did enjoy the peace energy too. So I hope that answers your question, Donna. And I think, Ron, I heard a beep. If so, is there a caller? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello. This is Arjan from the Netherlands.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Arjan.
Yes, not bad, but there were a lot of clouds here lately, and then there was some cold days, and when it's cleared up, it's very hot. And these days it gets cloudy again, and then it will cool off again. It's a very strange situation here.
So what do they look like? Are they, do you see any alien heads in the clouds or anything?
No, it does not look like it. It's they have a particular pale color. It's a little bit of gray, blue, white, and they can build up in the sky. And there were actually a lot of thunderstorms here. Two takeouts here from the military forces here in a few days. It was actually quite heavy, and a lot of lightning flashes in the sky.
Interesting. Let's see if we have any questions for you on the fast chat. Somebody wants to type in a question quickly. We'll read that, and you may have it there too yourself. We'll just see what happens. So, was there any thunder and lightning happening over there too?
Yeah, most of the time it is. Yeah. It happens in a particular area from the western of my house to the left.
Okay.
And the thunderstorms are actually more above my house, and the lightning itself, and sometimes also the thunderstorms is also on the left. But I think I run the earth protection timeline clearance all the time.
That's great, Arjan. Someone posted that there are black clouds in the Midwest during the day. It must be strange to see.
Do you have any more information, Arjan, about the implants in the emotional bodies that you're talking about last time you called?
Yes. What people also can do is... that's a particular clearing before you do emotional healing, to remove debris inside the emotional bodies or outside of the emotional bodies. That also works. And
remove
secondly,
the what?
This is more important, emotional debris.
Emotional debris?
Yes.
Did you say?
You can clear it out too. And secondly, this is more important, to balance the emotional body before you remove it. If you have an emotional body, it can also be disbalanced. Then you can disbalance the emotional body to a balanced emotional body, and then you can clear it better.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people are.
It is like darkness is.
Yeah, I'm sure people are now scratching their head about emotional debris, huh? Boy.
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yes, and it also relates to what you're saying, actually, about planetary recording and more of the gray skies and satellite timeline crashes.
Okay. So, how do you get rid of the debris? What do you do?
I put it in
emotional
debris.
Yeah, yeah.
How
do you phrase that on the clearing?
I will put it in a balanced emotional body.
Oh, okay, got it.
And balance the emotional body from known and or unknown issues. But it does work.
Great.
Yeah, and the alien race attack is a very good clearing. It can also be repeated. It's very important. You can also do a timeline crash, the alien race attack. But also is important. It's the 2012 clearing. But I also did a particular implant.
Okay.
It was actually also attached to the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
And I did self-empowerment, which is capacity to love. And this one is very strong. You have more expression of the divine energy you have.
Okay.
Yes. And the body rejuvenation, I do it. I'm gonna do it every week. I have to do it because a lot of physical bodies are wasted, and you cannot have more healing if you don't have the good physical body.
Good point.
And yeah, I also have another question. How will it be for a wallpaper to do the earth protection and timeline crash?
Might be interesting. Wow, never thought of that.
Yeah, I hope in a few days I can print out some of the light beam pictures you have on the website, and maybe you can activate it for this earth protection timeline clearing.
Okay, yeah, I can do that for you. Yeah, just we'll have to get together. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, because if it runs good, I can print out some more.
Okay.
And then it's possible to do maybe 1,000 or maybe more to do it every time.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that works out.
Yeah.
Arjan, in the fast chat, someone's asking you if you have done the spirit barcode removal.
Oh, yes. I've done a lot of these barcodes, but there are typical barcodes. You have the physical death stress barcode. You have the emotional stress death barcode. You have also a barcode which is attached to the physical body. And these are a lot of them. And they have a typical spirit barcode structure for healing. You need for this, if you are stuck in the magnetic and twisted body alignment, you can do this barcode. Everyone has them. Just put in there a remove barcode, which is attached to the physical body, and you do the body connection removal, mind of the body disconnection, mind of the spirit disconnection, and finally, the spirit infusion. And then you have the physical body barcode removed.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good. You said that kind of fast. I was going to try to write that down. your process there. Do you suppose you could put that on the Yahoo groups, Arjan? It's a little favor for
yes.
us, please.
Yes, I'm
Great.
There on the Yahoo groups.
Yeah, thank you. If you could put that, what you just said, your process, you know, that you are discussing, some of us who are listening now, I think, would be very interested in that and pursuing your suggestions.
Yeah, people can send me an email through the Yahoo groups, and I will respond.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
These barcodes, which are attached to the physical body, it can be a lot. It can be 10 or 20, 50, 100, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So what the...
And, yeah, it's...
So as you're seeing the barcodes attached, does it deal with different personalities of a person? Or is it more physical?
Oh, no. It's very physical. It's something like I don't know. Those aliens put something inside which is quite useless, but for ascension it is recommended that people will remove these barcodes. And I've experienced several times that these were in my body.
Maybe you can maybe list out 5 or 10 of those for people. Maybe in the order that might be good to do them in case they're interested in doing that special barcode clearing.
You mean how many?
No, just maybe list the name of the of what you've done yourself that seemed to be the most useful for you. On the barcode itself.
These physical body barcodes.
Names that you use.
And and a typical barcode, which can be located at the abduction trauma body and between the trauma bodies.
Hmm.
Because they can they can put an embargo between abduction trauma and the trauma body, but the trauma body is not needed. But they can actually, yeah, create along with the natal chart and the barcode between the abduction trauma and trauma body. They can duplicate what's there from the alien timeline from the abductions. They can create it here. And they have to only put in a barcode attached to the abduction trauma body. But if you have no abductions more, they cannot put in a barcode and they cannot traumatize you. Not that good.
Well, Arjan, wow.
Yes.
You've been really helpful.
Yeah, great.
You've been really helpful. It's just a little difficult for me to follow you just listening, even though I know you've repeated it. Sometimes I'm just not quite getting it. So if you could kindly list the barcodes, just, you know, not think every single thing you said, but just list them as Ron asked. On the Yahoo groups, those of us who are listening will pick that up, the barcodes that are attached to us. And
yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, it can be done. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because I understand you're trying to be very helpful here, but it's a little hard for some people to hear you, too, because you're calling from so far away. And I know Ron would like to look into this as well, so... If you could kindly just put it in some a few words down, please, and would appreciate it.
Yeah, great. Hopefully, it's helpful for many people.
Yeah,
but I think that it is.
What do you thank you for?
There are other issues.
Okay.
There are actually other issues like energy, which is actually draining off our energy systems, and you can put it in. You can put it in also as a command, like a typical cording or energy, which is draining siphoning my energy system or spirit or physical body.
So they ask,
it's like a drain pipe.
So questions. Is that what you're saying, man?
Sorry.
They're adding a barcode to your abductions that you're having, and also possibly implants during that process. Is that what you're telling us?
The implants are actually located.
The barcodes are placed in the void energies between the energetic bodies. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
They cannot be. In the energetic bodies, the barcode will exist attached to the physical body, which is typical for ascension. It has no name for it. It's very typical for a barcode like a spirit or ascension. But this barcode is just attached to the physical body, and it will keep the physical body down. You will not gain light. That's the first one. And the second one is actually an emotional barcode. But this emotional barcode will be induced by the abduction trauma body and the trauma body. And they can fit in or exchange information between the bodies.
Hmm.
And they have a typical removal structure like a spirit barcode.
So do you use that special clearing that we have up for the barcodes then? Is that what you're using?
Or sometimes I will use the online,
yep,
and I will customize the commands.
Okay.
Because I will use so many commands in one, I cannot always go to the computer and actually skip the step and then wait for the other one, because it can be sometimes up to 100 commands in one. That's quite large.
Yes, it is. Wow.
And even for a barcode, it can be long. For a barcode, it may be useful to do a disconnection from the grandparents or the parents.
Okay.
It can be useful. Yeah. But in my case, mostly the spirit barcode and the four steps is quite looks like to the other barcodes. The structure is very simple to remove it. But if you you feel much better.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It's nice that you are talking about these here for some people that really need to have this clearing. This is great. You know that you can go.
Yeah, people
further.
Really need this. Yeah.
You know, to get things.
If you don't have the information, like the physical body barcodes, it can actually attach so good, and it can be brought in by those aliens so many times. And I don't know why it is, because these barcodes are actually quite general. And it looks like to me that this is actually a trick of those aliens.
Mm-hmm. So the barcode, in case somebody's wondering what the name is, it's a recurring event, and then problematic situation barcode removal. So that's the one that you would use. I'll repeat that. Reoccurring event, problematic situation, barcode removal is what you'd use if you choose to do something that's not on the website that's listed there and you think you have a problem. So that's what Arjun is using to do these clearings with.
I use a very simple command, like remove the barcode which is attached or interfering to the physical body.
Uh-huh.
And then the light beings will find us, no problem.
Okay, great.
And there is another thing what the dark aliens are doing, that they actually bring in some type of energy layer, which can also be preventing true ascension. And this is not a web code or a slime body code or nanotechnology or sludge, but this is a typical darkness energy layer which is preventing ascension. So if you want to put it in a barcode, this also works like a barcode, I think.
Okay.
You can put in remove darkness energy layer, which is preventing ascension, true ascension. And then you feel, well, what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's great.
Could you repeat that, Arjan, to remove? I'm trying to write it down.
Yes.
I'm writing it down in the chat room.
Darkness, energy layer, preventing true ascension.
Okay, remove some energy layer preventing true ascension.
Yes.
What was
correctly.
That other word?
Yes.
Got it.
Good.
So when you do the clearing, how does your body feel afterwards?
Now I have, this is typical, I have a lot of body waste. I mean, the body has not, has to recover. I mean, I have to do a magnetic and twisted body alignment and do some body rejuvenation. I mean, the physical body has to catch up really, really good. And then I will do the more clearings.
Okay.
But if I do a particular healing or something like the alien race attack is a very good one. And also some most of the emotional bodies.
Mm-hmm. So the 2,000 year darkness that we have on the website barcode, I think that would be pretty similar to what you're talking about. To get the barcode
no,
off.
Right. These are all different. The barcodes I mentioned are all different from what you mentioned.
Okay.
These are not listed. So, in fact, I can write it down what you have to put in there. So
oh,
I will make a clear statement. That would be no problem, no.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I'm sure everybody would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And if the listeners are finding this good information, just try it and let me know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just posted that. You said that you'd send it to Yahoo Groups, Arjan, so they'll be looking for it. And Ron, while Arjan's on the phone, a question came up in the fast chat from Michaela, and she said, is the spirit barcode enough for ascension?
To get your spirit out, yeah. If you're trying to abduct your spirit, yes, that would be enough for that.
Yeah, okay. So, Arjan?
Yes. Yeah, the spirit barcode
okay,
is
were you going to
enough.
Answer the question?
No.
You said no?
Yeah, you have to do... It's a no, yeah. It's a no.
You don't... Okay.
Because there are so many darkness aliens putting some stuff in there. So, yes, another barcode will be, like I mentioned, very useful. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So,
Yeah,
once you put the information in, maybe we can, you can call in next Monday if you like. And we'll see if we have any questions for what
we
posted.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to hang you up.
Okay.
See you next time.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks
okay,
for all your advice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, Arjan.
Good to see you.
Okay, blessings. So, back to you, Kathy.
All right, Ron. Some comments came up, but we can address those next week also after Arjan's had a chance to post his information in the Yahoo groups and that other people have had a chance to look at it since it was a little hard to understand. Now, a question from Israel. Oh, well, let me take this question from Micah first. She wanted to double check. Do we place the barcode removals that we do on the new Earth transfer? Do we list those also?
Okay. What's that again?
On the new Earth transfer clearing,
okay.
Shall we place the barcode removals that we do?
Boy. It is still working with part of your both energies, body and spirit, so I'd say probably so. It couldn't hurt.
Okay, great. Israel's asking if a ghost of a certain human race can come into our body even if it is not of the same race.
So... I guess the question is, can an alien come into a physical body, like an emotional body, and be with you, or talk to you?
I think he's looking for an entity.
Move?
I think he's looking for an entity of a certain race.
Yeah. Well, the entity would be something. Yeah, I would say that'd be correct. Yes. Answer would be yes. If you've ever seen a shapeshifter change before your eyes and you see them look different and then all of a sudden they come back to being normal, that would be kind of what that would be also. So, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you for clarifying that, Ron. And some people are listening are new and aren't sure about the Yahoo groups. Maybe aren't haven't seen that yet, but it's on the creationlightship.com welcome homepage, and basically on all the pages you can find it there. You look under on the left side, it does say Yahoo groups. There's also a networking section, and so we were referring to the Yahoo groups. You just have to sign up first to get on the mail, and it's not really all that active lately, but does come in handy for instances like this, especially when there's a lot of words to read or things to know. So you can check there on the welcome homepage. There's lots of information on the welcome homepage, so you always want to check there for things that you may have missed or don't know yet. Okay, let's see. Some people are reporting that they've been feeling strange energies lately. And also maybe just some toxic energy, some darkness, Ron, and maybe it would be they're kind of feeling this, but wonder maybe if we could do a timeline crash on feeling strange energy.
Sure, we could do that. So you need to kind of select what timeline you want to have released, you know. You might have your own condition of maybe feeling tired or maybe anxiety or something. So just kind of get an emotion that you're feeling. And we're going to release a few timelines. So here we go. So think of something. So first timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number three timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do two more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you have to just see how your body's feeling. And if you feel better, then that's just an indication that you probably need to do timeline crashes even more so, you know, on that. But that's I think a lot of people are finding that the timeline crashes are very beneficial. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, some people are doing the nano detox clearing for 2012 and feeling a little ill. A few people here, Sarah, Liz, and wondering if maybe we could do a timeline crash on some of the effects of maybe detoxification or pain in the body or stomach.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, Yeah, we'll open up a can of worms on this program a little bit here. And that's just how important it is to get rid of these barcodes and the energies that are attached to them. So that's, I guess, what you would need to do is to just do more barcode clearings. And maybe there's a barcode for the trauma body that gets attached to it. Remember, when you're abducted, you may not know what's going on with you. And unless they're feeding you, you know, ice cream and cake and patting you on the back and taking you to a movie that, you know, that you may like, that would be great. But you don't know what's happening to your body and your spirit when you're being abducted. And I think you could probably look at some of your worst nightmares as what could be happening to you, especially the TV programs that people have seen about aliens. So not to make it sound very heavy, but this is a way to help yourself out to maybe slow this down a lot. So, Kathy, back to you.
Ron, you had a really great program about implants on the archive, VBS archive, I listened to recently. I have a note here. It's, if anyone wants to hear it, it's April 16th, 2010. April 16th, 2010 is about a lot about implants there for those that want to learn about that and get a little caught up on the subject. And, Ron, you completed last Sunday the last of the eight-hour intensives of the 28 hours of ascension preparation on the Creation Lightship, where Ron does healings and clearings, takes us around the lightship to have the light doctors work on us. And it's highly recommended for ascension preparation. All the clearings help us through having to have more spirit into our body, integrated into our body, and we become more connected to our heart center. And now they're going to be starting again on Saturday, August 11th, and we'll continue for the following three Sundays in August for those of you that like to plan ahead.
Yeah, so that'll be a website, probably within a few days here, if you want to sign up for that. It's not on yet, but it will be. So we'll probably get it before end of this week here. So let's do a clearing here for anxiety. So if anybody out there is anxious right now, we will see if we can help you out a little bit. Or just anxious in general. Remember, people have been feeling weird energies that they commented on the last maybe week, and that can make you feel anxious too. Here we go. So anxiety clearing. Think of why you're feeling anxious. I'm not, we'll see if we can work with that energetic body here to release some of that stuff. So here we go. One, two, three, four. Oh, man, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll do a space-time crash here. And this can bring you back now if you have a problem where you're out there in the beyondo with these strange energies. So here we go. One, remember, you could be dealing with situations where maybe they popped you off a timeline and you're out there in the beyondo afraid. Not knowing where you are. Here we go. One, two, coming back in. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if you feel better here. Might feel a little better. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. I just want to make sure we discuss the a little closure on some of the things Arjan said that might have gotten some people a little bit confused or concerned, and that's about the spirit barcode getting us out of here as all we need. So could you please just touch on that again, Ron, and clarify that about the spirit barcode?
Yeah, that should get your spirit out of here, the parts that are with you. So that's what I'm perceiving there. Remember, the parts that aren't collected are still going to be here regardless. So Arjun's trying to get all of his pieces back to himself. Remember, the light only looks for light. So if you have 10% of your spirit after doing clearings with you, then it will take that 10% of you. So Arjun's actually going further, trying to figure out what he can do to get more of himself back by doing more of the barcode clearings so that each time he does get taken, maybe they won't do it over again because that energy is taken away. So that's how I'm perceiving that. So remember, just by doing the spirit barcode is not going to bring back 100% of your spirit. The parts of you that are stolen out there may not ever get recovered. But the clearings are helping to bring you back in. That's why when you do a clearing, you feel better because part of your spirit came back to you. And the light will look for bits and pieces of everything that it created, including yourself. But, you know, it needs to be able to look for it and find it. It's hard to say where you're taken to, you know. If you did, if you prayed any time in this lifetime to some energy outside of yourself in a church, what connected to you? Where do they take you? Remember, they're in control of time. So what did you do to yourself each time you went to church and you prayed? You know, how did they abduct you? What did they do to you? Because you don't have a clue. And so the light is going to attempt to find you, but it may not have a clue either because it doesn't know darkness. There's no roadmap for darkness. So that's why you want to do clearings to try to figure out what's going to help you. And that's why he mentioned about barcodes of anxiety and maybe different types of traumas that you're going through, which are bringing forth barcodes to you. So, and they put them on you because it's getting mileage. Remember, they only want you because you're reacting. You know, if they poked a stick at you and you didn't do anything, they wouldn't want you. So this is how it works, unfortunately. And the more you react to something, you don't know what you're doing, like I said, when you're not here. What are they doing to you? Like I said, are they giving you in like a birthday cake and ice cream, you know, with all the different toppings on it? Are you having a great time out there and you love it, or are they torturing you? I don't want to sound too gross here, but, you know, it's one or the other. Because if they are doing something with you, what is it? So we'll bring in some peace energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So So, how do you feel, Kathy?
I feel very at ease, and I have peace of mind and heart, and I hope others do too. I see in the fast chat some people have typed that they really appreciated the timeline crash you did for the strange and odd energies, and then also the space-time crash that you did later. Mike P. says he feels more balanced out, and it's a big relief. So thank you for those, Ron, and for the bringing in the peace energy. With just 1 minute left, I just want to remind everybody about the conference calls that Ron holds to help us clear out entities, replicas, clones, and we get to also to go on the light trip on Wednesday afternoon, and you get a lot of activated water. And then there's the one for courting release. So please check them out on the top of the welcome home page under special weekly clearing. A lot of clearing for not a lot of time or money. So we just have about a minute left, Ron, or maybe just a half. So I'll say goodnight now, and over to you, Ron.
Yeah, I was watching a lot of movies from history stuff, going back maybe 1500s or about, with different nationalities, countries, et cetera, fighting each other. And it's something to watch how, as you watch these older movies that, or older times, you know, in a movie, let's put it that way, going back to the centuries, you notice that some of these people wear, you know, different types of armor, and then they wear these weird headbands sometimes. So, you know, masks put on them, and, you know, you might just look at some of those things, even some of the movies that are brought forth now, and wonder what alien race looks like that, with this head bonnet on or something, you know. Anyway, we got our next program coming up in an hour. So it's a three-hour one, and you can go to the website and click on it. It's also on the very top of the website. And we'll just say blessings to all of you, and, you know, do those timeline crashes. And if you're curious and get into that special barcode one, the reoccurring problematic I think is what it is, barcode. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Reoccurring barcode. You can probably just type that in and it probably gets you there. So anyway, we'll see you later, everybody. I think it's $50 for the barcode to get that. And you can do probably a lot of good for that for yourself. So we'll see you later. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy. And next BBS program is on Wednesday. It's our self-empowerment night at 7 o'clock California time. Blessings, everybody. Thank you.